Walter.
And joining us now to talk more about all this, Catherine Herridge, Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent. Good to have you back, Catherine.
Thank you very much for having me.
What more are we learning about the letter Ambassador Rice sent to the president?
Well, what she says very clearly in the letter is that she would be honored to serve the president as Secretary of State, but she recognizes that getting through this confirmation process here on Capitol Hill would just simply be too much of a hassle. She says it would be lengthy, disruptive, and costly to the president at a time that he is facing pressing national and international priorities. And based on the letter, there does seem to be a dig at her critics. Rice says that she is saddened that the position of Secretary of State has been so politicized.
As we know, one of the big issues surrounding Susan Rice had to do with the attack on the consulate in Benghazi. When will Secretary Clinton testify about that attack?
Well, there's been a lot of back and forth about Secretary Clinton's testimony. What we're hearing from two congressional committees here on the Hill is that they expect her to testify a week today. But earlier today at the State Department briefing, there were indications that the date could slide simply because this internal investigation called the Accountability Review Board, or ARB, has yet to be complete. And it's always been a given that Clinton will not testify until that internal report is done and she's had a chance to review the findings.
What are we learning about this emergency meeting in Benghazi before the attack?
There's a classified cable that was sent to Hillary Clinton's office in mid-August, and it summarized this emergency meeting in Benghazi, Libya. And that meeting concluded that the consulate could not withstand a coordinated attack, and it also told Hillary Clinton's office that there were at least 10 militias or al-Qaeda groups operating in Benghazi and that they needed additional security. It's been described to us as the smoking gun warning. And even after that request for additional help, there was no further assistance given to the consulate in Benghazi. And in fact, some of the security that was there was further drawn down.
What's the status of the FBI investigation?
We had two closed classified briefings up here on Capitol Hill today. And based on our reporting, it does seem that the investigation has been somewhat limited. Limited in the sense that, for example, the Libyan authorities do not have complete control over Benghazi. It's more in the control of the militias, and it has not allowed for a thorough review of the evidence that remains. We're aware of at least three suspects. One of them was killed in a raid. A second is held by the Egyptians. A third is held by the Tunisians. And to this date, we do not believe the FBI has been able to independently interview that suspect in Tunisian custody.
Thanks as always, Catherine.
Thank you.
Catherine Herridge, Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent.